are here at the 2019 PSEU Member Forum in Austin, Texas. And look who is in the studio lounge, Mr. Tim Kolk. How are you, Tim?
I'm great, Mike. Thanks for asking. How are you
doing? Good to see you again. Doing well. Good. How's the show going for you?
Well, they always put on a great show. PSEU puts a lot into it. And you know, it really is good for the members to see all the things that are coming down the pipeline because they have to see what's coming to know how to use them.
I know. And it's coming down the pipeline faster than ever.
You got that right.
Well,
you know, it makes it
exciting. How do we keep up with this type of stuff?
Well, that's the tricky part, right? You need engaged staff. You need a processor that's working with you. And you have to make sure it's a priority to spend time on your card program.
Yep.
I spend a lot of time on the credit card side of things, and you know, so occasionally organizations think something else is more important, but they would be wrong.
I like that attitude. So here's some, I got some questions here for you on this here piece of paper. In the past few years, we've seen many changes to the prime rate, which impacts most credit cards. How should credit unions think about this changing rate environment? How should they think about it?
I like that question because it comes into the technical side of things, the math of it, which is important in this business. So, to your point, most issuers these days, all the banks and very nearly all the credit union credit card programs are at variable rate, indexed to prime. So prime has come up pretty gently, regularly, last couple, 3 years, which has been very good for issuers because when prime comes up, your card yield comes up, and cost of funds, if you're thinking about the whole credit union, don't come up as fast. Your margin expands, you make more money.
You like that.
You can use that money to give more to your members and rewards or whatever else you choose to do. So a good place to be the last 3 years. Now, the question is, will that continue? And we're at an interesting mid-level point because if it continues, more and more credit unions will find pieces of their portfolio hitting the 18% rate cap, something your regulator has done to you that the banks don't have to constrain. So your regulator has made you less competitive, which is a terrible thing. Take it to Washington.
Are those regulators?
They're tricky.
We were just there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but there's no joy in me in fighting that fight. So that's an issue, though.
Okay.
So if rates keep going up, that's an issue for some, whoever's risk-based pricing. Cards at prime plus 12.5 right now are at the 18% cap, if you're constrained. So it's, that's relevant. Bit of a footnote. More to the point, if rates keep going up, that's an issue with that. If they stay level, cost of funds is going to keep coming up. There's a lot of liquidity questions out there, so that'll constrain margin. And new to the conversation is the economy soft enough that rates might come down? And if prime comes down, and this is all a question, we don't have any answers. If rates come down, the advantages we saw when they came up, margins expand, you have more money, use it as you will. The exact opposite is going to happen. Margins will compress, and everybody who hasn't thought about this ahead of time will panic a little bit, and panic makes for bad decisions. So at this point, it really is more important that credit unions prepare and have thought through any of those three paths, rates up, same down, and know how they're going to feel about it when it happens. Because you have to know how you're going to feel before you feel in this business, or it just leads to some interesting days.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
no doubt.
We're going to see what happens. We don't know today.
Wow. Oh my God, what an interesting little scenario.
I'm glad you say that, because most people aren't that interested, but I am.
I am too,
because
I've never seen the other side of the coin like you just described.
You know, we had prime at 3.25 since, you know, pre-last recession for, I don't know, 10 years or so. So a lot of people in the card business have not lived through the other path.
Right.
They lived through stable low, they lived through, boy, this is great when they're coming up, and it's going to be a whole new question what happens in the other direction. And it's going to be a new experience for people, which is why thinking about it first is important. And sometimes rates come down when a recession hits at the same time, and then you get kind of amplifying issues. Yeah, so you got to think ahead.
That's the point. Okay.
I don't have an answer, but you got to think ahead.
But I like the take, though.
Thank you.
Hey, so data indicates that credit unions are growing, obviously. They're growing their card programs faster than banks.
Yeah.
So that's good news. Why do you think that is, and how can we keep this trend going?
Right, so that's great news. On average, credit unions have grown their balances 2 times banks the last couple, 3 years, pretty regularly, and grown faster than banks every year since the recession. So
why?
Great success. And a lot of that has to do with the core baseline, what is a credit union about? Relationships and trust. And members understand a credit union's motivation is more comfortable for them than a bank's motivation, by and large. So, in as much as banks control the bulk of the market, credit unions have been competing effectively and growing faster, especially on balances, not necessarily on transaction volume. And so, I would encourage credit unions to not only focus on what's on their balance sheet, but how fast they're growing transaction volume, which is an equal or maybe better measure of cardholder engagement. But a lot have been doing very well, and they've been doing well. In addition to the baseline, what makes a credit union different question, which you have to have, is a lot more credit unions are focused on their card programs than they used to be. And it takes that kind of focus for reasons we'll touch on probably again in other questions.
I think they have to now.
Well, they have to. They can't avoid it.
Right.
And so the devil's kind of in the details. On average, credit unions have outgrown banks. But 4 out of 5 credit unions have grown slower than market. So what you see is 1 out of 5 is doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
Some are mucking in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bunch are actually getting smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so when you look at the big average, the old stat thing, don't look at the average, look at the pieces.
Right.
So what we see is those who focus, make sure their staff is on it, get the education, get the resources, work with a strong processor, and commit some resources, can do very well.
Mm-hmm.
Because in every member base, there's still a bunch of people you can satisfy more than you are
now. Oh, of course.
That's what's happening there. And so those who don't do that, you know, they'll be in a sea that's going up and they'll be watching from the
mm-hmm.
sidelines. And so it takes that kind of discipline. There's
okay.
no magic bullets in this business.
I like that. The takeaway there is don't look at the average, look at the pieces.
Look so at
I
your own. If you're a credit union, look at your own first.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I love that. I love that. So let's talk about the Apple credit
card. Oh, yeah,
card.
Headlines are fun,
big
right?
Big news.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's a lot of innovative programs out there. Obviously, Apple is one of them,
yep.
kind of outside the industry, but they're nipping at our heels with this type of stuff. So
absolutely.
What does this mean to credit unions?
Well, in general, you know, innovation gets thrown out a lot. I'm a little curmudgeonly, so you know, a lot of things that people say are innovative, I think, are just good practices.
Yeah.
Right. So when we talk about the innovation in the credit card market, some of it is around offers: how many reward points you get, what can you redeem them for.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's less innovative than just cranking the competitive wheel every day. Right. Some of it is technical. You know, what kind of mobile wallets do you have? Things like that. Those are innovative, but maybe not what I would call innovative with a capital I.
Mm-hmm.
But the Apple one is an interesting one because I started with the same thought as I am because I'm curmudgeonly. Like, well, the value proposition's okay. It's a 1% cashback card. They got some interesting security features. Kind of the tier 2 or 3 things I like to talk about are there. And I said, you know, Apple's big and Goldman Sachs is not a bunch of dummies. So
right.
that's a powerful team.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a serious card for people inclined toward that proposition.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting that it's not Apple rewards like a lot of co-brands tend to be. You know, Sony card gets you Sony stuff. Marriott card gets you Marriott stuff. The Apple card gets you cash. And it's basically 1 or 2%, sometimes 3 if you buy Apple products.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's a cashback card with a retail, premier retail brand on it, with maybe the smartest banking team behind it. So, you know, I owed it to think a little bit more. Why would this strong group put together this okay of a proposition? And to me, there's a couple things that I think are distinctive about this. It seems like they're more focused on getting people to use Apple Pay than actually building Apple brand equity at
yeah.
first.
Yeah.
Because these rollouts have not, you know, I'm not asking people for their numbers, but they clearly have not met the growth plans that they had for
clearly.
All that stuff,
clearly.
Right? And so this is a play to get Apple Pay more widely adopted.
Yeah.
It's a long play. As much as it is, can we get some cardholders
mm-hmm.
today?
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if along the way, couldn't avoid it, couldn't help it, had to do it, if issuers have been inviting the fox into the hen house. Because if Apple incents people to get used to using Apple Pay, and all these credit union portfolios have people within them using Apple Pay, or a great many of them do, now Apple has a preferred position with people who are comfortable with Apple Pay. And when do they say, oh, they won't say I've been trained to use Apple Pay, but they will have been.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be the people that wake up one day and say, hey, this Apple card is 2% cash back. I don't know if I care about Apple that much, but that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Where's my credit union card? And we've seen a lot of credit unions struggle to justify, because they're thinking maybe in the moment, the expenses of the reward propositions today. So it's a long, windy answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, the card is a great consumer card. I think the card is a more insidious thing to the credit union community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we'll see how it goes.
What can credit unions do to kind of combat this? Obviously, come out with more rewards,
yeah.
more innovation, obviously, or...
Well, it's an excellent question, and so we're speculating, so we can't be wrong, right?
You know, it's a great thing about speculating.
Yeah, but it's a similar drumbeat, though. Like, a credit union that is forward-thinking about the tools and analytics of its program,
mm-hmm.
again, is working with its processor on the capabilities they bring to work on that, and no way around it, has a market competitive value proposition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, 1.5-2% cash back is the easiest way to say it. That's where the market is.
Yeah.
Apple Card's going to be at 2% for tapped transactions. If you're not at that, you can have all the bells and whistles and train all your staff as much as you want.
Mm-hmm.
If consumers see an easily better deal 3 feet to their left, they're going for it.
Oh, of course.
Right?
Of
so,
course.
Kind of flashing back to the other question, those that have grown their portfolios almost invariably have met market expectations on card product type, signature, and world
mm-hmm.
kind of things,
mm-hmm.
and reward value propositions.
Mm-hmm.
Absent that, you're going to tread at best.
Wow, what a pickle we're in right now.
But it's fun, right? We've already succeeded over a decade more than banks.
True.
So it's not a throw in the towel. It's keep grinding because you can keep winning.
Because I keep thinking about this because when Apple Pay came out, the big thing for credit is, okay, let's get, instead of being top of wallet, be top of phone.
Yes.
Now, okay? So now Apple somehow is going to have to usurp that, whether it's a bank or a credit union. Now they're going to have to usurp that card that we've been used to using all along, because I'm a huge Apple Pay proponent. I've been using it, but my credit union card is top of phone.
Oh,
so I'm using it through that.
What's your value proposition on your reward card?
I don't know.
Well, someday you will figure that out. And then you'll look at the Apple card.
But I enjoy using it because it's such a great member experience now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's my motivation.
So not even... You're loyal to the industry here, and we know why, and it makes good sense.
Right.
But there's a whole bunch of people that are in your boat, except maybe not quite as loyal, and are comfortable with Apple Pay. You're exactly the kind of person absent loyalty that I'm talking about.
Right.
You know, they will have been trained to use the technology that Apple is now giving you a good deal on. And to me, it's interesting that Apple's at 1% on physical use of the card and 2% on the taps.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a lot of talk about people would go to wallets because they'll like the convenience of it and all those things. And it really hasn't manifested because it's not that hard to put a card in a terminal and take it back.
Nope.
Not different.
Nope.
So clearly they've been thinking about this. And the Apple card has been rumbling in development for more than a year. And these are smart people who don't move slow. So there's things I have no idea they're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them seems to be, let's not count on people to use the mobile apps and wallets and Apple Pay because it's cool and fast. But that didn't seem to work in
so
large
let's
numbers.
Offer them some rewards.
Let's give them a behavioral reason to do it.
Okay,
right.
Gotcha.
So that's where I think they're going.
Gotcha.
With that.
Okay, gotcha. And it's easy to switch cards in Apple Pay.
Super easy. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So maybe too easy. So, all right. Last question for you.
Sure.
Where do you see the credit union card programs going in the next few years, and what will success require in this area?
Oh, wait. The easiest way to forecast a trend is take today's line and push it forward a little bit.
Okay.
So let's start with that.
All right.
Right. I think we're going to keep seeing credit unions that are committed to the business,
mm-hmm.
in resources, in staff development, in processor interactions. In working in their member base to keep bringing the value the market requires.
Mm-hmm.
Those credit unions will continue to do well. And those that spend less time or no time on that will continue to fall behind. And I think I might have said earlier, 4 out of 5 credit unions grew less than the market in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
I rounded a little. It was about 78%. Year before that was 76, year before that was 74. So we're seeing a consistent fallback of those who don't keep up their skills and resources, right? So I think that'll continue.
Okay.
The strong will get stronger, the weak will marginalize, right? So that's kind of a given, and then we layer over the top of it, does the rate environment move in a way that challenges people's resources, profitability, stress levels?
Mm-hmm.
When that happens, people tend to make fast, sometimes not strategic decisions, and go the wrong way.
Right.
And if we hit a recession, so I think the way to think about it is, keep being operationally excellent. And if the economy/rate environment goes wonky to your plans, be ready to adapt but not panic.
Okay.
We saw in the last recession, which was massive, and none of us want to see anything like that again. Humans get hurt regardless of all the math. Credit unions, there was never a better time to be a focused credit union and credit card. Outgrew banks by leaps and bounds.
Oh yeah.
Now we're outgrowing them, 8% to 4%.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, credit unions were shrinking 10% a year and we were growing 5-6.
Mm-hmm.
Massive, massive gains.
Mm-hmm.
So those who keep their head about them, I'm not saying hope for a recession. Not a chance I'll ever say that. But they come. And if they come, there's an opportunity in there for those who are ahead of the thinking. By the time you get to recession, it's too late to think about it and plan because it'll be over in 2 years and it takes 2 years to come up with a new path.
Right.
So that's what I think the future bears, which is a long way to say, I don't know. There's going to be winners. There's going to be losers in any environment. And if you haven't thought about it, I know what you'll be. That's what I got.
All right. Great message to end on. Tim, thank you so much.
Thanks, Buck. I appreciate
your
time.
Thanks for the education, man. Right. Always a pleasure, this guy.
Well, thanks for helping the community. We all appreciate it.
Oh, my God. My pleasure. Appreciate it. Thanks for the education as well.
Sure.
Well done. Tim Koch, everybody. Well done, sir.
Thank you.